This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Cavs, Celtics, we are on the eve of one of the biggest matchups of the NBA season. Or are we? Danny Cunningham is in for Ken Carman today. We were a little bit at odds earlier in the show on whether or not we are going to see the real Cavs and the real Celtics in this end of February tilt between the two pillars of the Eastern Conference and maybe the two best teams in the NBA. 216-474-0092. I'm going to get to the phones here in just a second. We went around the room because I was asking, when people say they're not believing in the Cavs quite yet because they haven't done it yet, is that accurate or is that lazy in terms of analysis? Mitch, you've been both chomping and champing at the bit. Go ahead.
It's lazy because of the point we made again about the Knicks win on Friday is that teams like the Knicks haven't been able to beat the best of the best in the NBA. The Cavaliers have, and if they haven't beaten them this year, they've been able to compete. It's not like they're getting blown out aside from the Oklahoma City game.
But it kind of is true that they haven't done it in the playoffs yet.
I mean, to an extent, but until you do it, you haven't.
By the way, what did they say about Golden State before?
Well, that's who this team is. This team is the 2014-15 Golden State Warriors. That is the team that I think they most closely resemble. There are a ton of similarities. The 2 years before Golden State 14, won its
15,
first title.
Yeah,
the 14-15 Golden State Warriors. I mean, actually, analytically, like, this team grades out better than the 73 win Warriors.
It does.
That's how good this team is. But that Warriors team, the first title winning team. And can we talk about how they maybe don't win a title if Kevin Love's shoulder stays into place or Kyrie Irving's kneecap doesn't give out? Sure. But those things happened and Golden State won a title that year. But look at how they got there. What happened the 2 years before? Well, they lost in the first round. They lost in the second round. They fired their coach. They had a star player involved in trade rumors. There was talk that they were going to trade Klay Thompson to Minnesota for Kevin Love, right? That was a real conversation that happened. They then hired a new coach. They had previously had a really good defense under Mark Jackson. The Cavs previously had a really good defense under J.B. Bickerstaff. They went from having a middle-of-the-pack offense, I believe Golden State was 12th in offense the year before Steve Kerr arrived, to one of the best offenses in basketball. The Cavs were 16th in offense last year. They're now second all time in offense. Like, everything about what happened in Golden State a decade ago looks exactly like what's happening in Cleveland. I mean, that was a team that was doubted. It wasn't just, can they do it in the playoffs? I mean, I'm sure you remember Charles Barkley on TNT saying a jump shooting team can't win
yes.
a title. And
yes.
what did they do? They not only won a title, they won four of them, right? And I'm not saying that the Cavs are going to win the title this year or that they're going to win four titles in the next 8 years, whatever it was for Golden State. But I am saying the only logical reason to doubt that this team can do it in the playoffs is because we haven't actually seen them do it in the playoffs. Everything else points to them being a great regular season team and things that should translate to the postseason. Like, one of the biggest indicators is, how do you perform in the clutch time? The Cavs have been, by net rating, the best clutch time team in the NBA this year. Like, everything just screams that they're going to be great when the games matter more.
All right, let's go to Kelvin in Cleveland. Go ahead, Kelvin.
Hey, my opinion, shout out to the postal workers out here doing their thing in this dreary weather. But first, my opinion is I think the national media is just afraid. They're afraid that if they stand out on the limb and say Cleveland is legit, that if we do let them down, they're going to be like, oh, man, I can't believe you just let Cleveland suck you in like that. But then, you know, the reward is looking at the fact that actually the Cavs are the best team in the league. The best team in the league. When we're hitting and we are unstoppable. It's just, it's like LeBron said, it's a make or miss league and we miss a lot. But when we're on, we are on. And when we miss, it's not that bad because we got somebody else that can hit. It's just, the national media is just afraid to stand on that limb to say Cleveland is legit because they know it. The optics is there. Everything.
Well, you
is
say
there.
Afraid. What I mean, if anything, if you're the national media and people remember sometimes when you take some stabs and you actually get it right. And if you are buying stock, like this seems like a group that you would want to buy stock in right now, no? Especially looking at the Eastern Conference, what's become of Philadelphia, what's become of Milwaukee, what's become of the Heat. These were all teams that we thought were ahead of us, you know, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but the elephant in the room is the city of Cleveland, okay? It's giving Cleveland props. It's just something you just don't do. You remember Joe Cannella said there's nothing to do in Cleveland. Nobody wants to support us. You know,
Stephen A seems to have changed his tune.
I mean, because Stephen A doesn't want a Dallas Cowboy himself because he already knows what's going on with his Knicks. His Knicks are atrocious when it comes to playing against quality teams. But to say Cleveland, that is the main thing. It is no matter how we want to cut it or shave it down or anything, Cleveland is the reason why nobody wants to give us our props. When it was well deserved.
All right, thank you. Now,
I think there's something to that.
Really? Like, well, that seems take from like a decade ago.
Let's say that this team was wearing blue and orange and played at Madison Square Garden. They would be treated differently than they are right now. There's no doubt about that. Yeah,
Wait a second. But the Knicks are getting hammered right now.
But if they looked like the Cavs right now, they would be treated better than I think the Cavs are being treated nationally right now. Okay. And that Knicks team has made it just as far in the postseason as the Cavs have. They've not been past the second round as a group. They've done it twice. They've won one more series than the Cavs.
They got beat by Trae Young and the Hawks
a couple years ago. I mean, they lost to the Pacers last year. That team has proven no more than the Cavs. And, of course, they're not having the season the Cavs are having. But if you put what is analytically one of the best regular season teams ever in New York Knicks uniforms, I think they're treated differently than they are with Cavs uniforms.
Aaron in Bedford, next up on the Fan. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Good morning. Well, I agree. It's fair and lazy. See, here's the problem. The Cavaliers, are they all worse than me? I'm not worried about no other team but our team's psyche. As long as we can keep our mindset together and stay healthy, like you said earlier, we can beat ourselves. Nobody really can beat us. I'm not worried about Boston. I'm not worried about Milwaukee. I'm worried about ourselves. Come out there, play your game, keep it going. We can beat anybody at any given time, no matter what the circumstances is. We just got to say our mindset has got to be we can do it. That's the bottom line. I'm not worried about the other stuff.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron. I don't worry at all. I think things have definitely changed in terms of their confidence levels. Now, I do know the last time we played Oklahoma City, it was rough. And Oklahoma City didn't even have two of their big men. And so that was one of the weird, bizarre outcomes.
Pick a bad night to have a bad night.
They did. We couldn't even dribble the ball. I mean, they were relentless. And so that is a matchup that, you know, if these two teams play in the finals, we're going to be looking at what has changed since then. To Chet Holmgren.
And to be fair, the Cavs have changed since then. Like, the Cavs are a different team, and that's why I think...
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
I really hope both teams are at full strength tomorrow night in Boston, because I think that there should be a lot of stock that's put into that game, because the Cavs are just a fundamentally different team than they were in both games against Oklahoma City, than they were in all three games that they've played so far against Boston, because they've added DeAndre Hunter. Like, that is a really big addition. I think that does change things for the Cavs for how good they were. I think that is a move that you look at and say that it should give you more confidence that they're going to be serious when the playoffs roll around.
Well, the one note I had, I think it's the last 8 or 9 games, Darius Garland against the Celtics. You can definitely see Darius, who has had a magnificent year, career year, following the season from hell. Not only did he bounce back, it would have been one thing if he had gotten to normal Darius Garland levels, which is really good. He's gotten to, hey, is Darius one of the best point guards in the league? Like, that is a rarefied air he has gotten to.
I mean,
this season, he has a better year than Steph Curry.
We should be having all NBA conversations, yes, about him. Like, he belongs. I don't know if he's going to make an all NBA team, but he belongs in the
discussion.
Is Cade
Cunningham
going to
beat him out?
I think Cade should be an all NBA player. Yeah, I think what Cade's doing is fantastic.
All right, well, Darius has been the most clutch player in the NBA, but everything kind of falls apart when he plays the Celtics. If you look at the last 9 games, he's averaging 33% from three-point range. His field goal percentage plummets. They do have the 2 to 3 guys that can bother him more than most. You know, Houston's got the other guys, and Oklahoma City's got the other guys. Like, those three teams have every guy in the league that can give Darius problems. Can he change that? Can he reverse that trend, not only tomorrow night if he does play, because he's missed the last 2 games, more importantly, in the postseason? Because mentally, that guy has been a dog. Like, right, he has been jawing with teams, with opposing fans, with players on the bench. Like, Darius has been a different guy, except when he plays against those longer teams.
Right. Well, it's not even the longer teams. It's Jrue Holiday. Like, that's what I look at, is Jrue Holiday is a guy that has given him fits recently. I mean, you think back to, and I don't believe Holiday played in the game the Cavs won this year. I think him and Jaylen Brown both sat
both
that
out.
Game. But you go back to November 19th when the Cavs lost in Boston. Darius, I think, was 3 of 21 in that game. It was the worst
I've ever seen him.
The worst game he's played in his entire career. And I think Jrue Holiday had a lot to do. Now, part of that was Darius missed some shots that he normally makes. Like, it felt like he was missing layups that were not necessarily even all that contested, that were just Darius Garland does not miss.
I do feel like Al Horford gets him a couple times a game when those two teams play. Like, he, for whatever reason, the old man, like, knows the angles and can get to his layup when he switches hands better than almost anybody in the league. It's right. Weird to see
how he plays against Boston, not only tomorrow night, but more importantly, in a potential Eastern Conference Finals matchup. That's going to be the story. It's going to be Evan Mobley and it's going to be Darius Garland. If those two guys play in that series the same way they've played all year, where I think Evan is at this point, probably a lock to be an all NBA player. Yeah. And I think Darius Garland is deserving of discussion. I don't know if he'll make it, but I think he's deserving of discussion.
We're talking 10 slots, right? I mean,
15.
Well, 50. So you're saying first, second, third team.
Top 15 player in the league.
Like, and then what affects contracts? Is it first and second team?
Darius is not right now. Like,
for Mobley.
For Mobley, but it's also defensive player. So for Mobley, if he makes the deal that he signed that will kick in this summer, if he wins no awards, does not make All-NBA, it'll be 25% of the cap. If he's third team All-NBA, it's 27% of the cap. If he's first or second team, it's 30% of the cap. I believe there's an escalator for defensive player of the year in there as well. I've not gotten that. I've not figured that out yet.
I've seen it reported that it's definitely in there.
Right. I would imagine that it is, but I've not necessarily been told that at this point. So I can't report that. But I would imagine that it is. It makes sense that it would be. So he's going to make more money based on the season that he's having. Darius is not in a spot where that's going to affect things. Down the line, when we start talking about a potential, you know, the super mega, like the biggest contract you could get, yes, Darius Garland will be involved in that. But that's not going to matter for really the next couple of years. Then we start having that conversation.
Are the Cavs going to be in the second apron?
Oh, yeah. They're locked in
as early as next year?
Yes. I don't see a world in which they're not in the second apron next year, because part of the thing that they did with the trade for DeAndre Hunter is they acquired Hunter. They obviously traded LeVert and Yang. They also acquired a little bit of cost certainty, too, where Caris LeVert was going to be a free agent. Would they have let him walk? I don't know. Obviously, we don't have to think about that anymore, but they don't know what his number was going to be. They know what they're going to be paying DeAndre Hunter. They have, as of right now, 10 guys under contract for next year, and they're already over the second apron. Like, there's not a world, unless they break up things, and there's no reason to think they're going to do that, they're going to be a second apron team. And part of the reason why, one of the biggest wins for that trade is it got them under the tax for this year. There wasn't some mandate to get under the tax. They didn't have to get under the tax. The Cavs organizationally were fine paying the tax for this team this year. But the fact that they don't start that repeater clock, I think it could be something that move could be something that we look at and says they were able to keep the core of this team together an additional year or two because that tax bill didn't come due for an additional year or two because of the Caris LeVert, George Yang, DeAndre Hunter trade.
I do have one question about who you think is in that core and whether they'll be back next year. We'll get to that coming up.
What
in about
a tease.
I will get back to that next segment. Josh and Berea, go ahead quickly.
Real quick, I think you're right. It's just Boston when it comes to Darius Garland. But, I mean, against Houston, I know everyone says they're a big team. He averaged 32 points a game against them in the two games. Like, shot the lights out against them. And even Denver, teams that are big like that, like, Darius has been proven that he can handle the bigger guards. It's just
would the narrative be different if he made his free throws in Houston? Because he missed five. The only thing he did wrong with that game was he missed five free throws.
Let me give you the numbers against Houston. He averaged 32.5, seven assists, shot 55% from the field, 53% from three, and had a true shooting percentage of 65%. So, pretty amazing. It's just, he missed those two free throws. But we ignored Donovan Mitchell taking bad shots at the end of that game. But I digress. It's regardless, I do agree, it's Boston. That Darius can get over the hump against Boston, we're winning the championship, guys. We are NBA champions.
Yeah.
Because
that is literally
the only team that Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown give him fits. We could all agree with that. But if he can finally get over it, and DeAndre Hunter, now we have him and we can have a matchup where you could put Hunter at the two and Darius at the one and vice versa with Donovan Mitchell, I think it can make their lives so much easier. And shout out to Danny. You're the man. You're the best guy in town when it comes to talking Cavs. So is Lima. He's a lot better when Ken's not in town. I don't know if anyone notices that. I think Ken's a bad fan, you know, in Orlando.
Didn't even go to the game. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you for the kind words, Josh.
You know, his buddy Chris Fedor was there, and he didn't go. You make of that what you want.
You guys are always hanging out.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.